Hello, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your daily financial services news wrap for Thursday, the 29th of May, 2025. Starting off with news focused on consumer protection, the insurance firm Eric Insurance has been ordered to rectify an unfairly sold gap policy. This dates back to 13 years ago, with a policy tied to a hefty $31,000 vehicle loan. What's more, a concerning 61% sales commission remained undisclosed, sparking an investigation by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. In a refreshing show of justice, Eric Insurance will be returning the offending premium plus interest and adjustments for inflation. This unquestionably highlights the crucial importance of transparency and consumer knowledge when dealing with financial products. In more local news, an alarming trend of financial strain continues to sweep across Australia. A recent survey from Colonial First State reveals that 20% of Australians are struggling to escape the terrifying cycle of living paycheck to paycheck. In fact, almost half of those surveyed wouldn't be able to sustain themselves financially for more than 3 months without employment. While the need for financial advice is urgent and clear, the lack of affordable options remains a significant hurdle. Now on to the changing landscape of work here in Australia, where younger generations anticipate significantly extended work lives. A staggering new insight uncovered that only a mere 7% of Gen Z and 8% of millennials expect to reach the security of retirement, contrasting sharply with the baby boomers' experiences. More than half plan for careers stretching into their 70th year of life or beyond. As our population ages and birth rates decline, the call for age-inclusive work environments and a challenge to ageism grows louder. Finally, for those eyeing the housing market, a fascinating trend has emerged. A new study from UBank suggests servicing a mortgage might now be more economical than paying rent in over 1,000 markets nationwide. This signifies a growing rise in rent vesting, where buyers rent for convenience while investing in affordable properties. Speculated interest rate cuts could possibly make home ownership even more attractive, making rent vesting a potentially appealing strategy for first-time buyers. And that's your daily financial services news wrap. Be sure to visit financialservicesonline.com.au for more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This is Paige Estrotori saying take care and remember, sound financial practices are the backbone of a prosperous life.